Last summer, wildfires ignited the YK Delta.
By one estimate, there was more area burned in the YK Delta in 2015 than in the last 64 years combined.
Max Holmes is the deputy director and senior scientist at the Woods Hole Research Center in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. From there, he leads the Polaris Project. As part of the project's climate change research, Holmes wants to know what's happening to the ground long frozen beneath those Delta fires. It could be important knowledge.
There's roughly three times more carbon locked up in permafrost than in all the forests, all the vegetations on Earth. There's twice as much carbon in permafrost as is in the atmosphere.
And Arctic river deltas, like the YK Delta, hold less than 1% of the world's permafrost, but contain most of the world's permafrost carbon storage. This carbon sits in a precarious place, vulnerable to warming air, to fires, to a changing river, and to rising sea levels. All these forces melt the permafrost. When that happens, ancient organic matter, which holds the carbon, decomposes, releasing carbon dioxide and methane gas into the atmosphere. Those gases lock in heat, causing more warming, more thawing, higher water, and more fires.
Those fires can have all kinds of impacts on permafrost and in the carbon in the permafrost.
To find out what those impacts are, Holmes is bringing a group of students from colleges and universities from across the country to Kuka Creek, about 50 miles north of Bethel. For 2 weeks in June of 2017, the team will study the permafrost in areas burned by the fire and compare that to unburned areas. Then the students will travel to Woods Hole, Massachusetts to sort their data. Holmes has been doing similar research in an Arctic River Delta in northeast Siberia since 2008. He says there isn't much known about the YK Delta permafrost, and there are a lot of questions to answer.
The YK Delta is a particularly interesting area in this regard because it's carbon-rich permafrost, it's deep permafrost, but also it's relatively warm permafrost, so that makes it particularly vulnerable to warming.
Holmes is looking for undergraduate and graduate students to join his research team, and he wants students from the YK Delta in Alaska to apply.
We want a really diverse crowd, a group of students coming from lots of different backgrounds. And, you know, we're not just looking at the GPAs, but we're looking at students who we think would gain the most from their involvement in the Polaris Project.
Students get paid to participate, and all their travel and lodging is covered by a grant from the National Science Foundation. Applications are open on the Polaris Project website until January 15th. You can also find a link on our website, kyuk.org. And Holmes also plans to bring the project's research to Bethel's K-12 schools. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.